the step first in the Torah by Bnei Noach Avram, the Chassidus says the act of Bris Hushma, so the having the reason to play for Bnei Noach, the Mishpas Bifina, it was said a second time in the Torah later in the Yikura, but it says, Yom HaShemim Yimel, and still follows the Yisrael Memro, to learn with Bnei Noach, that the Bnei Noach has no Mishpas Yimel. Even though it's said a second time in the Torah, Schor Tzakash, according to our Klal, Mitzvah's Mimah should apply to both, to a Jew and to a Grey. Samara says, no, here it's not really considered the Mitzvah was said a second time. But the Azah, who, the Azah Tatari repeats it in Bayukra, is the Mishra Shabbos of the Yeses. Come to teach us that if the Yom HaShmini comes out on Shabbos, you let him make the Mimah even on Shabbos. The Rebashim Bayom means the Afilu the Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Sefer Bukh was considered like the Torah only said it once, and therefore the Klal is Rosh HaSinai, it only applies to a Jew and not to a goy. For the Gemara still, for a period of Ruvia, the mitzvah Puruvu, Shemem Livnei Noach, was first said by Adam Rishon, or by Noach the Siddur says, V'yaten Puruvu, go out from the Tevra and have Puruvu have children. The mitzvah was given to the Noach. So Mishnah speaking out, instead of the second time in Devarim, that Leich Emelehem, Shuvu Lechem V'yalechem, they said over second time, but if Tassina go back and live with your wives, have children. And still the klal is, the Yisrael Memroch, the Memroch, and now Mitzvah and Mitzvah Puruvu. So you see that the Torah says it twice, still the Mitzvah only remains by a Jew, and not by a Grey. Smer says no, who over there, and when the Torah said it over again in the Devarim, it's not like to say the Mitzvah a second time, but rather to teach us a new klal of Lechol Dovah Shebelinim. Anytime something was said with an issue, the minion like the Ashkos Gosha told them, stay away from the wife for 3 days, is Tzorech Minyan Achalatiyo. You need a special heter to take away that first issue. So therefore, since Hashem told them to stay away from the wife for 3 days, Ashkos Shemaz Bolo, that'll be a new heter to give you to go back to your wife. But it wasn't the basket for the mitzvah of Puruvu. For the Mori Yochi, if so, Ko Chodo V'Chodo Nami, Neyma Mishumusa Asni Yochi, and Esni, there's all the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, said the same thing also, that Avodah Zarah. Let's say, really it's only said one time to Bnei Noach, and therefore the Yisra now should only apply to a Jew and not to a Grey. Even though the Torah repeats it later on, maybe it's only to teach us new halachas about Avodah Zarah. Whereas Gil Arayis, it's only to teach us new halachas about Gil Arayis. But maybe not to teach us the Mitzvah a second time? So then the klal is, all these Sheva Mitzvahs should only apply to the Jew and not to the Grey. So now it says, Hoki Krom, this is what I meant to say over there. Azora Meheber Mishnibor, Lomeli, by the Sheva Mitzvahs, what if they have to repeat over again a second time the love of Gila Reis, the love of Avodah Zarah, the love of Gezel, like I said already one time. Here, since the Torah repeats the love a second time, here it's sitting like a saying of 2 times in the Torah, and by these Sheva Mitzvahs, here the klal is, that was there and was there mitzvah. It was given both to a Jew and to a Grey. But the rest of the Torah is only given to the Jew and not to the Grey. We ain't learning now what's the only mitzvah that we had that really only said one time in the Torah. And therefore, after Hasina, it changed over from Bnei Noach to the Jews. And learning well like Gid HaNoshe B'Vad, only Gid HaNoshe, then even to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the Yehuds, Gid HaNoshe applied to Bnei Noach at the time when it really happened. Now the question, Hani Nami, Lechura, the rest of the case we just said also comes out now. Mila and Puruvu, these are 2 mitzvahs, they tell him he only says like one time in the Torah, so the beginning would apply to Bnei Noach, and now if fasting, it applies to the Jew, to Bnei Yisrael, so it's not only good on Asher. It's Hani Nami, it's Mila and Puruvu. So now it says, Leisni, Hani Nami Leisni, it didn't repeat the second time. So Moses says, no, Hani Isne Lishimusa. These things were repeated a second time, teach us things about it. Mr. Biyama, Hani Isne Klau. By Shankin, Gid HaNoshe was not repeated a second time at all. So Mr. says, the only mitzvah that wasn't repeated a second time at all, that has this Klau, that it changed over from Bnei Noach to Bnei Yisrael, is only Gid HaNoshe. But really, Puruvu and Mila was the same category. That even though his first Mishnus was Bnei Noach, now the Hasina was changed over, taken away from Bnei Noach, and now it only applies to Bnei Yisrael. The boy said another parable like this: Mila the mitzvah, Mila also, Mikora liyavon hu dekom atel rachmona. The Torah only gave the mitzvah to Minyan Avraham Avinu himself. And the pasuk says, "The Ata as Grisa Kishma, you Avraham Avinu, you should watch this mitzvah Gris Minyan. Ata the Zarecha Acherecha Lebeyesem, only you and your children, that the rest of Bnei Melech they had no mitzvah to Minyan. It wasn't given to the whole door. It was only given to Avraham Avinu and his children to make the mitzvahs of Minyan. Ata the Zarecha in you and your children, yes." In the therefore it's good, Mitzvah's Mina was never given to B'nai in the first place. It's not in this category of Dira Moshe. For B'nai Elamiyatib, so B'nai Yishmer Lechayvei, and so then the Goyim, the Arabs, they should also have a chiyuv to make a Bris Mina. B'nai Yishmer, they also called the Zera of Avraham Avinu. He's saying Zarecho, the children of Avraham Avinu also had a chiyuv to make a Bris Mina, so Yishmer was also a child of Avraham. So the Torah says no, the Pesach says, Ki the Yitzchok you call a Chazera. But who's called the Zera of Avraham Avinu? Not Yishmo, but Yitzchok. But Yitzchok. So Yitzchok's children have to have a Bris Mila, and not Yishmo's children. So the Gemara Bnei Esav Lechayva, if so Bnei Esav, they're the Zera of Yitzchok, they should also have a Chiyuv to make a Bris Mila. Because Russia should have to make a Bris Mila, the Russians. So Moses says, no, the Joshua is again, ki bi Yitzchok, a day is big Yitzchok, bi Dashin big Yitzchok, v'lo ko Yitzchok. And not all of Yitzchok, not all of Yitzchok's children. Only Yaakov, B'nai Yaakov has to make a Bris Mila, but not B'nai Yosef. Moses says, in Akash again, the Mila was not really given, le B'nai Meach. Mask, B'nai Yosef, he has a question of Yaakov, so, B'nai Ketur, le Mechaivei, the Bnei Keturah, the children that Avraham Avinu had later on, from Hagar, they from Keturah, they should not have a chiyuv to make a Bris Mila. They're not called the Zera of Avraham Avinu. Sakon, you tell them only be Yitzchak, only his children have to be it. Why does Bnei Keturah have to have a Bris Mila? Hom Rabbi Yosef Ravadim, you tell Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, as Brisi Hefer, the Rabbis Bnei Keturah. That's what says, as Brisi Hefer, the Rabbis Bnei Keturah, only they themselves also had a chiyuv to have a Bris Mila, but not the children. They were also included in the Zera Avraham, but not the children. The children that only goes on Yitzchak and nobody else. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Odom Rishon, Lehuta Lebosa Lechilo. Odom Rishon, his whole lifetime, he had no head to eat meat. He was only allowed to eat grass, things that grow, fruits, he was not allowed to eat meat. You see, the passage says, that Lechel Yehem Yochlo, ולכל חי אסורץ סוידשין ולוי חי אסורץ לכם as what's given to you. In other words, the passage says there's כל ירק עשב ליוכלו. In other words, the עשב אורץ that was given to you to eat and not the חי אסורץ. But it was שבו בני מלך when came בני מלך then by מלך היתו להם for them was מותר to eat the בשר. Shneim the pasuk says, "Ki yerek esav nasati lechem eskol." So I'm giving you everything, just like you had to eat grass what grows until now. Now also you had to eat the behemoths and the chayus. Now the Gemara says, "Yochel." I would thought to say, "Lo yai evim min achay noyig bei." Maybe the evim min achay is not noyig by a ben noyich. He says, "No, he's allowed to eat any animal." Tamlem the pasuk says, "No, ach bosa benafshe dom lo seichlo." But you're not allowed to eat the bosso when its nefesh is still there, when the animal is still alive. Yochel would have thought to say, after shrotzim, maybe a ben meyach has an issue not to eat shrotzim also when it's still alive. Tamlem, the pasuk says no. Ach, says ach, there's a chiluk of the difference. Shrotzim does not have the issue even menachai. Well, my Talmud, why is the shrot different? On Rav Huna, domai vidashim means, misha domai cholak mebsarai. But an animal, there's the bosa, the meat, and there's the dam. It's called two separate things, two different things. But yotzei shuotzim, mashenkin by sheretz, shein dom by cholak mebsarim. The dam of a sheretz has the same malacha like its bosa, and not there's no special din of dam by sheretz. So therefore, by shuotzim, we don't have this din of bosa domoi. Therefore, there's no risaivim and achai by shuotzim. But anechlami, a ben meyach is mutter to eat meat. Mostly, we have a kasha. Is it true what you say in the other Mishnah? Was also to eat meat. The pasuk says, "You do the d'gas hayam. You should rule over the d'gas hayam. You should rule over the fish." So my lav achir doesn't mean to say you're allowed to eat fish. Says mashma, other mishu is able to eat fish, And you're saying he could only eat things that grow and nothing that has life to it. So Moshe says, learn the miracle. That it says that he should rule over the fish, it means that he can work with the fish. So the Gemara, is that possible with dogging b'nei malachim inu? So as fish work for us, whoever has fish to work for them. So Moshe says, in yes, it's possible. And even with the Shalom of Gemara, the Kamara, to the rachba like rachba. So boy, rachba, that's the question. Hinig, the ezer, the shibutamai. If somebody wants to move, let's say his wagon, and it's near the ocean, it's near the river, so he has one string tied around a fish that's swimming, pushing the wagon, and then you have the other string tied around an ace, a goat pushing. Is there a misaclaim or not? A Torah says, Lesach Shem Shor V'Chamor Yachtev, is it only on a Shor V'Chamor, or a fish also? But I call upon him, you see it's possible to do work with a fish. So that's all the Pesach means. But the big, the Gas Hayyam means you should rule over the fish. All the Mishan had a right to work with the fish, but not to eat them. Toshima, come and ask another question. It says, the voice has Shemayim, other mission also, like read over the birds. So my love, the Achili doesn't need to say, the Achili is glad to eat the birds. You see, he can eat a chai. And then it says, Lay, let me work again, he could do work with birds. So the Gemara is the Yosef's name, Lech, and no. Can you do work with birds? The Gemara says, yes. To the boy Rabba, like Rabba is the question. To the boy Rabba, by Rafuna, Dash Biyavos and Matanagolim, the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, my. If a person is dash, threshes his wheat with chickens, Tanagolim and Avosim and ducks, what's the locha? Is there an Issa climb here or not? So for you also, you could do your work with the birds. So it's such a shylock, you do work with them or not. The Lord's a shylock from Yisrael, Sach, some shawb. You can't like muzzle your animal when he's dash. So did that is reply to these birds also or not? But I'll call upon him, you see it's possible to work with the birds. That's what the person means to say. Adam Misha is allowed to work with the birds. Tashma coming here. It says, the Chol Chayis Arayna Shal Oretz. So the Chol you see also, he could rule over the Chayis and the Arayna Shal Oretz. What does that go on? So now it says, Ohu La Siya Nochesh Udiyas. It's coming to include a Nochesh. The what could even work, he could work with the Nochesh. But the question was, you don't want to work with Chayis? So Moshe says, yes, here it means for Nochesh, for the snake. And like this, the Tanya read like this, where B'Shimon B'Manas Yemer, Chaval, Ozei, like what we lost, our Shamish Godel Sha'obed Min Olam, our great worker that left the world. That means to say, Shelmo Le'Lenis Kalko Nochesh. If the snake wouldn't have been ruined, wouldn't have received this claw, if its feet wouldn't have been cut off, Kol Echad V'Echad Mi'Yisrael, every single Jew, Ha'yinizdam Min Lo'i, Shnei Nechoshim, he will have two good snakes. Shnei Nechoshim Tovim. Echad, one snake would, Mishagra Litzofni would send to the east, to the north, the Echad Mishagra Dom, and one he would send to the south. Lohovi Lei, Sand Labunim, to bring him good stones, Tovim, and Rashi says there's a type of good stones, Shein Evan Tov, the Yavonim Tov, there's another type of good stones, the Margolius and Pearls. They bring your mamas and pearls. From the yod nagel and this elosh shemashilim mitzua takla zanvele, you would just put a string, a mitzua, underneath its tail. Or meitzer boy, often a ginos lechadosa, he would go and fertilize your field for you. So that's what I meant to say, that Adam Rishon was allowed to work with the Nochesh. Now the most question, Neisra, the Kasha, how you have Yehuda, Ben Teimoimer, Adam Rishon, Neisra, the Gan Eden, how you? Adam Rishon, when he was sitting in Gan Eden, where your Malachi Asher was serving the Besser, the Malachi Asher was roasting for meat, or Misanin Le'Yayin, and they gave him good wine to drink. They're purifying the wine. So what happened was, Hitzitz by Nochesh, the Nochesh peeked in and saw what was going on there, to roll the Chvoida, he saw the great respect that Adam Rishon was receiving, Viniskan, and became jealous. And that's why the Nochesh went to try and kill Adam. So the Mar, Koponim, you see, Adam Rishon was able to eat meat. So the Mar says, Halsam the Basar Hayerid Min HaShemayim. Over there, that the Malachi Shot was feeding him Basar, it was not Basar from this world, it was Basar that came down from Min HaShemayim. That's a different type of meat. That meat was muta. But meat, a chai, in this world, that an adam is also teat.
For the Gemara, miyike bosa yorim in the Shemaim, is such a thing like that? We know meat is here in this world, animals that live and grow. But what kind of meat is there in the Shemaim? All right, let's turn over. Is there any such thing as meat in the Shemaim? Gemara says yes. Gemara says, in yes, ki hod Rabbi Shimon ben Chalakta. Have he called the biyuchi? He was going on the road. Poged boy hanach aruyusa. He met up with a lion, two lions. They were roaring in front of him, as if to go and eat him up. His raw master, he said, Hashem Mechlata said, Hakfirim showed him a Torah that these young lions that they're screaming for their food. So that was Nechisa lay party at Mosso. Two big chunks of meat fell down from the Shemayim. Chodo achluho. So one big chunk of meat, these two lions ate up. So Chodo Shavkua, and one of them was left over. So Asiyu, he brought it with him. The Yosla Bay Medrash, he brought this piece of meat to the Bay Medrash. And Boyulod, he asked Kashal about it. Dover Tommy, he was there, or Dover Tor. Like, is this piece of meat in the Kabbalah Tomu or not? Is it Tommy or not? Omulay, they said back to him, and Dover Tommy, Yerd Min HaShemayim, it can't be. Since it's something that comes down in HaShemayim, or it's meat Min HaShemayim, it's not something that's Tommy, it can't be in the Kabbalah Tomu. So they asked Rebbe Shaila. Boy Mene Rebbe Zeyra Mere Bavua. Yodoloi Demus Chamor Mahu. Let's say this animal would have looked, this piece of meat would have looked like a chamor. What would have been the halacha? Or Malay, you are a nala. Like, what kind of question are you asking me here? Rashi says that shaped life like a wild animal, like a wild bird. Ha'amulay, we said already. And Davatami Yodman Hashemayim, you don't have to be afraid. By much was better. They want to know if this meat is kosher to you or not. They said, that's pita. Anything that comes down in the Shemayim can't be treif. Havada was kosher teat. So even if the meat would have looked like a chamor, pshita. Since the meat comes down in the Shemayim, pshita, that would be mutter teat. Then the Shimon Oymer, af ala kishav, that a ben Reich is also chayiv on kishav, it's also one of his mitzvahs. My time with the Shimon, what's the reason of Shimon? The super perfect